We are assembled here to listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Samam Bonam, chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, text 30, 31, and we'll chant responsibly on 32. I will do 30 and 31. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tvam Eka Sarva Bhutanang Dehasvatmendriyeshvaraha. Tvam Eva Kalo Bhagavan Vishnu Avyaya Ishvaraha. Tvam Mahan Prakriti Sukshma Rajasattva Tamomayi. Tvam Eva Purushodyaksha Sarva Kshetra Vikaravit. Please repeat, at least we can do the translation. Please repeat. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, the body, life, ego, and senses of every living entity are your own self. You are the Supreme Person, Vishnu, the imperishable controller. You are the time factor, the immediate cause, and you are material nature, consisting of the three modes, passion, goodness, and ignorance. You are the original cause of this material manifestation. You are the supersoul, and therefore you know everything within the core of the heart of every living entity. Purport. Sripad Madhvacharya has quoted from the Vamana Purana as follows. Rupayatvatu jagad rupam Vishnu sakshat sukatmakam nitya purnang sumudishtam swarupam paramatmanaha. So now we will do text 32 responsibly. Griyamanais tvam agrayo vikarai prakritair gunai ko nu iharati vigyatum prak siddham gunasamvrita krihyamanaistvam agrayo vikarai prakritair gunai kon viharhati vigyatum prak siddham gunasamvritaha. Please chant. Ladies, Anyone else? Griyamanai, accepting the body made of material nature as existing at the present moment because of being visible. Twam, you, agraya, not confined in a body made of material nature. Vikārai, agitated by the mind. Prakritai gunai, by the material modes of nature. Sattvaguna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. Ka, who is there? Nu, after that. Iha, in this material world. Arhati, who deserves? Bigyatum, to know. Praksidham, that which existed before the creation. Gunasangvrita, because of being covered by the material qualities. Translation, if you could kindly respond. O Lord, you exist before the creation. Therefore, who trapped by a body of material qualities in this material world can understand you? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As it is said, Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Muke Hi Jivadao Swayameva Spuratyadaha. Krishna's name, attributes, and form are absolute truth, existing before the creation. Therefore, how can those who are created, that is, those entrapped in bodies created of material elements, understand Krishna perfectly? This is not possible. But, Sevon Mukehi Jyadao Swayam Eva Spuratyada, Krishna reveals himself to those engaged in devotional service. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18, that's a mistake, 18:15, that's not correct, by the Lord himself. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Does it say? Yeah, that's a mistake. It's more like 54 or 55. Even the descriptions of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam are sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent men with a poor fund of knowledge. Therefore, the best course by which to know him is to engage oneself in pure devotional activities. The more one advances in devotional activities, the more one can understand him as he is. If from the material platform one could understand Krishna, then since Krishna is everything, sarvam kalvidam brahma, one could understand Krishna by seeing anything within this material world. But that is not possible. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagadavyaktam murtina. Machthani sarvabhutani na chaham teshva vastita. Everything is resting on Krishna, and everything is Krishna. But this is not to be realized by persons on the material platform. Trinadapi sunichena torariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama. Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nastyeva nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. So there's this word in today's, this verse. arhati, who deserves. This verse also appears in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says to Arjuna, you do not deserve to lament. The beginning instructions of transcendental knowledge that are found in Bhagavad Gita, in that beginning instructions, the 20 verses where Krishna begins his discussion of Sankhya, the difference between matter and spirit, the difference between the body and the soul, the difference between what is eternal and what is temporary. This phrase is repeated several times within those first 20 instructions. Natvam Sochitam Arhasi. You do not deserve to lament, my dear Arjuna. One who is in knowledge understands that this material cosmic manifestation is a dream. Indeed, in the fourth canto, if you might recall, there was one particular chapter, most likely the chapter in the section where Narada is instructing King Prachini Barhishat, that there's an additional verse that is included at the end of the chapter, probably chapter 29 or 30. But Prabhupada includes an extra two verses at the end of that chapter, which he says is sometimes written in other versions of the Bhagavatam. So that one verse always sticks in my mind, that the secret teachings of the Vedas is that this whole material cosmic manifestation is a dream. And our illusion is that we take this dreamlike existence to be so, so important. But actually, the only thing that's really important, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, your inquiry into the absolute truth. How much money you make, how you existed, your job, your career, all these different things. It's just a dream. It has no real substance. The real thing that matters is, did you spend your time inquiring into the nature of the absolute truth? How did you spend your time? Indeed, one of the 9 items of bhava, the preliminary stage before love of Godhead, avyarta kalatvam. Those who are on this stage, preliminary, the threshold of love of Godhead, they are very much concerned, avyarta kalatvam. How am I spending my time? Prabhupada comments that the 6 Goswamis, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jeev Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, they were always very much concerned that not a moment was being wasted. They had to be engaged 24 hours a day in one of the 9 processes of hearing, of devotional service. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport how devotional service, that's it. That is the real purpose of life, to engage in the 9 processes, which you're doing right now, hearing. This is the beginning of spiritual life. In the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya posed the question, what is the goal of life? Ramananda Roy started out with Varnashram, then proceeded higher and higher, but Lord Chaitanya rejected his proposals. These are external. These are material. But then, when Ramananda Roy quoted that prayer of Lord Brahma in the 10th canto, where Brahma says to Krishna that one does not have to give up or change their social position. Come as you are. but you should begin to hear the science of Godhead from the devotees. At that point, Lord Chaitanya says, yes, this I accept. All the previous ones, Lord Chaitanya rejected as external. But this one, which is the beginning of pure devotional service, and in the translation, as it is found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada gives a very extended translation. He's actually giving the purport within the translation. And he mentions that one should follow the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. And it doesn't matter, householder, brahmachari, whatever. You don't have to change your position. You come as you are, but you begin the submissive oral receptive process. That's the beginning of spiritual life. So we hear, every day we're coming, we're hearing Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. This is the submissive oral reception. This is pure devotion. This is the beginning of pure devotional service. But everything else that's going on, the politics, oh, it's just a dream. It's no different than the dreams we have at night. I had a dream last night. Okay, big deal. You wake up, oh, it was just a dream. It may have been a fantastic dream. It may have been the greatest dream of your life. But when you wake up, oh, it was just a dream. What value does it have? It has no value. If it was a bad dream, sometimes we get bad dreams. But when you wake up, oh, it's just a dream. What a relief. Yes, we've had so many dreams already. 8,400,000 different kinds of dreams. How's your dream going? No, not yet. Later. That was a rhetorical question. How's your dream going? Yes. My dream, your dream. The first Krishna conscious song I wrote when I was first coming to Krishna consciousness. I've got a world, you've got a world, everybody lives in their own little world. That's what's going on. My world, your world, and sometimes our worlds collide. We get into big disagreements, arguments, fighting. No, the real thing in life is, how is your progress in your spiritual life? How is your hearing and chanting? That's what matters. How are you nicely hearing and chanting and executing your prescribed devotional activities? That's what matters. How is your service going? Are you enlivened in your service? Prabhupada has given us so much service to execute. So many different things we can, varieties of service. So many options. Plug into this program, like we have a whole deity department. You plug in. Do something for the deity department. We have a cooking department. Plug into the cooking department. We have the book distribution department. Plug in. Distribute books. We have the Harinam Sankirtan program. Plug in. There are so many different programs you can plug in. But we must keep in mind, we must never forget that these are not material or ordinary duties. Prabhupada mentions in that famous purport in the Madhya Lila where he says the first instruction, the first order of the spiritual master, chant 16 rounds. But in that purport, Prabhupada mentions that we have so many duties and these are not ordinary. So I should never take my particular service is ordinary. Even I'm the person that sweeps the floor. That's not ordinary. That's special. And there's that famous letter where Prabhupada says, the person sweeping the floor is as good as the Pakka Brahman doing the puja. Because devotional service is the real equalizer. That's the one. You cannot, on the material platform, there cannot be any equality. That's impossible. That's a dream within a dream. Thinking that there can be some material equality. No. There will always be a poor section of society. There will always be a section of society that's sick. It's so funny. You've noticed over the years. So back in the 50s, there would be these venereal diseases. Diseases gotten by overindulgence in illicit sex. So the scientist would come up with the cure. And everybody's thinking, oh, we've solved it. No. Because people are still indulging in illicit sex. So what does material nature say? Have a new one. Let's try herpes now. All right. New disease comes. They find some cure. Okay. Here's my next edition. AIDS. So, as we conquer these different diseases, Mother material nature says, I got a million of them. Because this is part and parcel of the material world. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? What are the four evils? Not the Republicans and the Democrats. The four evils are birth, death, old age, and disease. These are the four real problems of your life in the dream. But the solution is very clear in Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti. You want to see Krishna? You want to see God? You must do devotional service. You want to understand God? You must do devotional service. You want to return to God? You must do devotional service. Lord Chaitanya points out, the first two items are the most important. No talk of going to the other ones, the other seven, unless you're solidly fixed up on these first two, hearing and chanting. We take a vow to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds minimum every day. We take a vow. And I found by going on the Facebook, there's sometimes you find some nice quotes. So there was this one quote from Prabhupada asking his disciples rhetorical question, why did I write all these books? So the different devotees gave their opinions. Prabhupada said, no, I wrote these books so that you'll chant Hare Krishna. So everything is centered around this. And what do we see? I don't know if it's still there. The masthead of the Back to Godhead magazine. The magazine of the Hare Krishna movement. When Archita and I go to the high schools and colleges, the first thing that comes out of Archita's mouth is, so students, why are we called the International Society for Hare Krishna? Why are we called the Hare Krishna movement? And they sit there like, duh, I don't know. And so Archita will point to the Maha Mantra. Look, it's right here. We're the movement that is promulgating the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In another place, I'm pretty sure it's in the Adi Leela, chapter 7, purports. Prabhupada writes, one should seriously study Srimad Bhagavatam in order to gradually become attached to chanting the holy name of the Lord. So we must develop some attachment. And that attachment is developed by regularly chanting, by regularly practicing, and hearing and chanting properly, paying attention, listening to the syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Now, somebody, they didn't leave their name, left me a note for Nirantar Prabhu. So, it ties right in to my vituperation. I am assuming they want me to read this. So, whoever this is, thank you for sending it. Oh, there you go. This is from the Harinam Chintamani 8th chapter. The holy name is the purest form of knowledge. It is the best of all vratas or vows. It is the highest meditation. It gives the most auspicious fruits. It is the greatest renunciation. It is a matchless spiritual activity. It is the most pious of holy works. It is the supreme path of self-realization. It offers the greatest liberation and goal. It is the topmost destination. It is the best devotional service and the most purifying agent. It gives love of Godhead, and it is the essence of remembering the Lord. It is the cause of all causes and the supreme absolute truth. It is the most worshipable object and acts as the supreme guide and spiritual master. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So who deserves? Who deserves to know and understand God? From one angle of vision, every soul deserves. Why? Because one of Lord Chaitanya's fundamental principles of his philosophy, that love of Godhead is lying dormant within everyone's heart. It's part and parcel of the soul. It's not something extraneous or foreign. No. It's part and parcel of your spiritual DNA. So, in one sense, everybody deserves to understand and know and love and serve God. But from a different angle of vision, we are now hybrid. Right now we're hybrid. A mixture of matter and spirit. The soul is the passenger, as we learn from Bhagavad Gita chapter 18. Ishwara, what's that line? Hrideshe Arjun Tishtati Brahmayan Samabhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. That verse in Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Lord is dwelling within everyone's heart. That line appears at least 5 times in Bhagavad Gita translations of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. That the Supreme Lord is located in the heart. But this verse gives us another understanding of the relationship between Krishna and the heart and the soul. In chapter, could you sit straight? Yeah, that's why. Very good. Otherwise, you'll accrue offenses and you won't get your true spiritual benefit. Thank you. Thank you very much. So in the Bhagavad Gita, we see different descriptions of the function of Krishna in the heart, the supersoul. Anumantahi upadrasta. One function is the Lord is overseeing everything. He's witnessing. Another function, sanctioning. For some people, he's blessing. Some people, he's punishing. Thumbs up, thumbs down. He is the, because we learn in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, five causes for the outcome of any action: the senses, the person, the endeavor. But then the fifth factor, supersoul, daiva. Krishna is the one who's ultimately thumbs up, thumbs down. Yes, you will be successful. No, not this time. You don't deserve it. Arhati. So that's two things the supersoul does: sanctioning and overseeing, witnessing. Then in chapter 15, because that was discussed in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 15, Savasya Chaham Hriddi Sani Vishta. There he is again. I'm in the heart. Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanam. Supersoul is the one who's giving you the knowledge, the understanding. Supersoul is also the one causing you to forget. Like I couldn't remember that first line of that verse. And Krishna is the one that's causing you to remember. Where did I leave my japa beads? Where? Oh, they're right here, around my neck. Sometimes that happens. But then, there's another thing that supersoul does. The supersoul is reminding us of our past desires. It's reminding us, you wanted to do this several lifetimes ago. Here is your opportunity. Go for it. The supersoul also wants us, like the description is there in the Upanishads, and it's also in the 11th canto. Very interesting. In the 11th canto is that same description, where Krishna says, there are two birds sitting on a tree. One is watching and witnessing, and the other bird is flying from branch to branch, tasting the different fruits. But there are only two fruits: happiness, distress. That's it. You only get two fruits on the tree of the material body. But the supersoul, the other bird, is simply watching. The other bird, the individual soul, is going from body to body, trying to taste happiness and distress in different bodies. But it's the same. One of the first lectures I heard Prabhupada, he gave such a wonderful analogy. One of the first lectures, Prabhupada said, you can drink milk in an iron pot, or you can drink milk in a gold pot. The taste of the milk is the same. In Brooklyn Temple, we used to drink milk in styrofoam cups. You'd get two styrofoam cups because the milk was boiling hot. And I remember my godbrother Madhu Mangal Das said, Prabhu, because I asked, why do I need two cups? And he said, oh, you pour from one to the other to cool it off, because you can't drink it piping hot. So you cool it down, you sip, and you keep pouring, and the air cools it down. You learn so many things in the Hare Krishna temple. Things I would have never have learned. So Prabhupada was using that example that you can enjoy milk in a gold pot or an iron pot, but the taste is the same. He was explaining that is sex life. Sex life as a demigod is no different than sex life of the monkey. It's the same rasa. One, the demigod is like having a golden pot. You're enjoying sex in a very golden condition. Or you can enjoy sex as a monkey in the forest. You have so many wives, right? But the actual pleasure is the same. Material pleasure, you study Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, happiness in the mode of goodness, happiness in the mode of passion, happiness in the mode of good, ignorance, but all of them, beginning, middle, end. That's why you can't get no satisfaction in this material world. It's not designed like that. It's not designed. You can be happy for some time. Yes, you can go to heaven. You can be Indra. Go ahead. But for some time. Like going on vacation. Everybody loves to go on vacation. But you cannot stay there. At a certain amount of time, bank account empty. Gotta come back. Heavenly planets, you can go for some time. Once again, you come back to Earth. But chanting Hare Krishna is different. It is spiritual pleasure, ananda. That pleasure is not limited. Sunday we'll hear about Lord Shiva. So one of Lord Shiva's verses. Thank you, Krishna, for reminding me. I got to add it to my notes for Sunday. That Lord Shiva chants Ram. Everybody say.
Ram.
He chants Ram and he tells his wife, the reason I chant this name Ram is it has so much transcendental pleasure. Real pleasure, real happiness is in chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Shall we have a discussion? No questions? All right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the three gateways to hell are lust,
yes,
are lust, anger, and greed.
Yes.
Do you think that there is a more predominant one in this age that we're presently in?
All three are part and parcel of the other. Lust is the original... Hold on. Lust, anger, and greed are part and parcel. Lust simply means the perversion of love of God. When I give up my pursuit of love of God, then I start to pursue sense gratification. That is lust. Trying to enjoy my material senses, this material world. But the problem is, as designed, if you read chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita and chapter 2, lust can never be satisfied. So, as a result, if I try to enjoy this material world, eventually I'm going to become frustrated. That frustration will then make me angry. It has to happen. There's no excuse. You try to enjoy your senses, okay, maybe for some time, but it will come crashing down. That will cause frustration, and out of frustration, I become angry. And greed is symptomatic because no amount of material happiness can actually satisfy anybody. We see, it's so obvious, these billionaires, right? You and I, we have a few pennies, a few dollars in our account. These idiots, billionaires, you would think, okay, you got a few billions, relax. No, I got to make another billion. That's called stupidity. They're not satisfied. They're not satisfied. Even, and this is mentioned by Vamanadeva, when Vamanadeva was begging three steps of land from Bali. Bali said, you're only asking for three steps? I rule the entire universe. I can give you your own planet. But Vamanadeva's words are perfect. He says, if I'm not satisfied with three steps, I won't be satisfied with the entire universe. So that's the problem. I'm frustrated. I try to enjoy the material world. And even in what I'm enjoying, I want more and more. I'm trying to fulfill a need that cannot be fulfilled by any material sense gratification. The soul. Spiritual life. So that's why that song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, is the absolute truth. Because it's true. You cannot, other than here, chanting and doing devotional service. Is that all right? Good luck with your chanting.
Bhakti, Prema.
Yes, bhakti. More questions? Okay, then. Thank you very much. Have a good day hearing and chanting.